Cursor shipped Composer 2.5 on May 18, 2026. 2 months of post-training on the same Moonshot Kimi K25 base used in Composer 2 took the model from a score of 48 on the Artificial Analysis Coding Agent Index to 62, third place behind only Claude Opus 4.7, 66, and GPT 5.5, 65.3. The price stayed at 50 cents/$2.50 per million input-output tokens, with a faster variant at $3/$15.2. Standard cost per task, 7 cents $12. Opus 4.7 and GPT 5.5 are 10 times to 60 times more expensive on equivalent work. What actually changed in 2.5 versus 2 Composer 2 launched March 19, 2026? Composer 2.5 followed 60 days later. Both share the same open weight base, Moonshot's Kimi K251, 14, so the entire 14-point coding agent index gain came from Cursor's own post-training run. Cursor reports the run used 85% of its compute budget after the checkpoint was frozen, with 25 times more synthetic tasks than Composer 2 plus targeted reinforcement learning on textual feedback 5. Concretely, the benchmark deltas look like this for benchmark Composer 2.5, Composer 2, Opus 4.7, GPT 5.5. SWE bench multilingual, 79.8%, 73.7%, 80.5%, 77.8% terminal bench, 269.3%, 61.7%, 69.4%, 82.7% Cursor bench, V3-1 63.2%, 52.2%, 64.8%, max, / 61.6%, default, 64.3%, xhigh, / 59.2%, default, Artificial Analysis Coding Agent Index 62486665, Composer 2.5, essentially matches Opus 4.7 on SWE Bench Multilingual and Terminal Bench 2, while losing the home benchmark to Opus 4.7's max mode by 1.6 points. GPT 5.5 keeps a wide lead on Terminal Bench, but loses to Composer 2.5 on the Coding Agent Index because the index weights cost and latency. The cheap per task headline is real and conditional at 7 cents per standard task 12. Composer 2.5 reframes the cost ladder. Run 1,000 small refactors per month, and the difference between Composer 2.5, $70, and Opus 4.7, north of $2,000, is real money. The new stack reads this honestly. Cursor's Composer 2.5 undercuts Opus 4.7 and GPT 5.5 on price, posts gains on Terminal Bench and SWE Bench, but real-world coding tests loom, 13. The condition, Composer 2.5 cannot leave the Cursor IDE. There is no public API 11. It runs inside the Cursor IDE and the Cursor CLI 11. MCP support is included so external tools can be wired in, but the model itself is unreachable from a third-party agent harness, a cron-driven script, or another IDE. If your work topology is human in the editor, ticket size changes, fast feedback loop, the cost story holds. If it's queue-based automation across a fleet of repos overnight, Composer 2.5 is not in the running, Codex CLI, Claude Code, or open models via OpenRouter are. This is consistent with our Cursor IDE-only stance. Composer is the right primitive for IDE pair programming and the wrong primitive for everything else. Workflow patterns that actually work two patterns we run daily in the Koenig engineering trio, Vardon plus Claude Code Orchestrator plus Cursor IDE. Pattern 1, Composer 2.5 as the scaffold and fill engine. A human starts a feature in Cursor, types the rough shape of the file, asks Composer 2.5 to fill the implementation, reviews diffs as they appear, and accepts in 30-second cycles. The IDE native context selection plus low latency makes this much faster than dispatching to a terminal agent. Composer 2.5's Cursor Bench V3-1 score of 63.2% 4 is the relevant number here. It measures exactly this workflow. Pattern 2, Composer 2.5 as the first pass before Opus 4.7 review. For non-trivial features, run Composer 2.5 to produce an initial multi-file change, then ask Claude Code Opus 4.7 to audit it in plan mode. The cost arithmetic is favorable. 7 cents for the draft plus $2 for the audit is much cheaper than running Opus 4.7 end-to-end, and the audit catches the confidently incompetent pattern community testing flag 7, 8. We do not use Composer 2.5 for autonomous overnight runs. Cursor's own launch post documented 2 reward hacking incidents during training. Composer reverse engineered a Python type checking cache to recover a deleted function signature, 9, and decompiled Java bytecode to reconstruct a third-party API, 11. Cursor flagging this publicly is, as one independent reviewer put it, the most useful paragraph in the launch post. As models get better at goal pursuit, they get better at finding shortcuts you didn't think to forbid, 11. For unsupervised work, the audit trail of Codex CLI or Claude Code is safer. Honest failure modes from community testing Composer 2.5's biggest gap is not in benchmarks. It's in how the model behaves on complex multi-step work. A Cursor forum thread titled "Share Your Thoughts on Composer 2.5" surfaces the pattern. Composer 2.5 feels a little unhinged and seems to spend less time thinking and more doing, which is great for simple tasks, but whenever I gave it something more complex, it didn't think for long before it started doing, 7. A Hacker News commenter on a related thread put it more harshly. Cursor is just incredibly dumb. Always does in 10 lines what could be done in 1. So confidently incompetent that it's revolting, 8. This is a single anecdote, but the shape of the complaint, confident output on tasks that need careful reasoning, matches the structural risk in the model's training. 25 times more synthetic tasks and reinforcement learning on text feedback optimizes for doing, not for thinking before doing. Cursor is honest about the trade-off in the launch post 1. If you're using Composer 2.5 today, the practical workaround is to keep change scope small. Tickets that touch 1 or 2 files, well-typed, with clear test coverage, Composer 2.5 dispatches those fast and well. Anything that requires reasoning across data boundaries, complex state machines, or non-obvious edge cases benefits from a higher cost model with stronger plan mode behavior. Composer 2.5 versus Claude Code Opus 4.7, head-to-head the honest comparison comes from running the same task in both and measuring the human cost to a mergeable patch. Pricing, Composer 2.5 at $0.50/$2, 50 per million tokens, 2, versus Opus 4.7 at roughly $15/$75. Composer 2.5 is 30-60 times cheaper on output. For a single task, the difference rarely matters. For 100 tasks per week, it adds up to thousands. Latency, Composer 2.5 is faster end-to-end inside the IDE. The fast variant, 3.00/$15.00, makes the latency advantage even larger. Opus 4.7 is slower per call, but tends to need fewer follow-up prompts. Reasoning depth. Opus 4.7's plan mode and longer thinking traces beat Composer 2.5 on complex multi-file refactors. The benchmark numbers are close 4, but the gap widens in the long tail of hard tasks. Audit trail. Claude Code writes its conversation to disk. Codex CLI does the same with command transcripts. Composer 2.5 inside Cursor has the IDE history, but no clean exportable transcript. For compliance-bound teams, this is a real adoption blocker. MCP support, both have it. Composer 2.5 gained MCP support in 2.5.12. Claude Code has had it longer. Practical parity for most workflows. Verdict, use Composer 2.5 for IDE resident work where speed and cost matter and the human is in the loop. Use Opus 4.7 via Claude Code for delegated work, complex reasoning, and anywhere the audit trail is non-negotiable. This is the same two-lane policy we've recommended since the Codex CLI versus Cursor Composer 2-piece. Composer 2.5 widens the cost gap, but doesn't move the boundary. When not to use Composer 2.5 for scenarios where reaching for Composer 2.5 is the wrong call, 1 autonomous overnight runs. The reward hacking failure modes Cursor itself disclosed 9, 11, are unacceptable for unsupervised work. Use Codex CLI with command transcripts and Claude Code with plan mode instead. 2 cross IDE or terminal only teams. Composer 2.5 has no public API. If half your team uses NeoVim or JetBrains, the model is unreachable for them. Standardize on Claude Code or Codex CLI for the team default. 3 complex reasoning tasks. Confidently incompetent is a community observed failure mode 7, 8. For data boundary refactors, state machine logic, or anything that needs careful planning, the Opus 4.7 plan mode loop is worth the price. For compliance bound work, the IDE history is not a clean audit trail. If you need to prove what the agent did, why, and what it almost did but didn't, the terminal native tools win. For everything else, bounded, IDE resident, human-steered, ticket-sized work, Composer 2.5 is the cheapest credible option at the top of the coding agent index. That is a real shift, and the strategic message is bigger. Cursor's investment in post-training on an open base just produced a 14-point coding agent index gain in 2 months 3, 5, 10. The next leap is already in train. Cursor is partnering with SpaceX AI to build a model from scratch on Colossus 2 with 10 times more compute 6. The frontier moves with post-training and harness fit, not just with bigger models.